It's time for the Pearl River Community College Wildcat Radio Show. Talking all things PRCC. From academics to athletics, workforce education, and more. Exclusively on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com. Now, here's your host, Chuck Abadie.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk here in Hattiesburg on this beautiful Tuesday morning. We have a special guest with us this morning. We're going to dive right into what she wants to talk about. It's Delana Harris. She's Executive Director of the PRCC Development Foundation. Delana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and good morning.
Well, I tell you what, I know you got, you know, we're nearing the end of the school year, but I think we're getting more into your school year, more or less, so to speak, and we want to jump right into the first event that we want to promote today. It's on Thursday, May 9th at the Lake Terrace Convention Center. I'm going to let you take it away.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. So, yeah, this is a huge event for us. It is our annual alumni award ceremony. It's going to be held, like you said, on Thursday, May 9th at the Lake Terrace Convention Center right here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We typically start out with a little social time at 6 p.m. and then move into the main program at about 6:30. And really, Chuck, this was created a couple of years ago, and we wanted a way to bring all of the awards that we've hosted in the past. Some were given out at homecoming, some were given out, throughout the year. And so we wanted to create one alumni award ceremony where we recognized all these individuals and organizations at one night. And so this is kind of what we created. It's a special group every single year of awards and individuals and organizations that are hand-selected. They're nominated throughout the year. We have a committee that goes through these nominations. And so it's a special, special night to recognize some Wildcats and some Wildcat partners, I should say, that really support our college and support our efforts.
Well, Delana, why don't we jump right into it and talk about who some of the honorees are going to be, starting with our Young Alumnus of the Year.
Yeah, so our Young Alumnus of the Year is Representative Jansen Owen. And Chuck, this is an award that we're really excited to get to give. It was created 2 years ago when we started the new format as a way to recognize those outstanding Wildcats who were doing great things early on in their career. Jansen is, a young alumnus. He's 30 years old, graduated Pearl River Community College, I want to say in 2014, went on to the University of Southern Mississippi and then law school at Tulane. It's also involved Army National Guard has his own office as an attorney in office in Poplarville, Mississippi, Owen Law Firm. And so he's done outstanding things in his career. He's always been such a supporter of Pearl River Community College, but also education in general. He knows that education is a huge opportunity for all, especially in our small communities. It's a way to change lives, and so you'll see him really being an advocate for that at the state level.
All right. So our Alumnus of the Year,
Miss Karen Lanner-Moore. And Miss Karen, she's an outstanding individual. She has just this wonderful personality. She lights up a room. She currently serves as the Chief Executive Officer for Baldwin Electric Membership Cooperation in Summerdale, Alabama. And Miss Karen came to Pearl River Community College. She's a native of Bay St. Louis. She attended Pearl River and then went on to get her degree from the University of Southern Mississippi. And so we're really excited to get to recognize her. She has had an outstanding career, a 30-year career, pretty much all in the electric kind of industry in terms of cooperations and cooperatives. Spent some time in Houston, was able to come back this way. She has been the CEO of Baldwin Electric for about 10 years now. And so we're really excited to get to have her with us. She was our commencement speaker several years ago. And I tell you what, she ended up getting the crowd at that commencement speech involved in a cheer for Pearl River. So when I tell you her personality is contagious, and she's just such a great representative of who we are at Pearl River, what we try to represent. So we're really really excited to get to recognize her as Alumnus of the Year.
Well, that's all right. Okay. All right. So we move on. We got, let's jump down to Lifetime Achievement Award. That's another one of our graduates.
Yes, absolutely. So Lifetime Achievement Award is kind of the big one, Chuck. We used to give several of these out every year, and we decided to, since we combined all the awards together, we were going to go down to one Lifetime Achievement Award. This year's recipient is Dr. Gail Harris, and he is a veterinarian and owner of East Paperville Veterinary Clinic right there in Paperville, Mississippi. Attended Pearl River Community College, went on to get a master's degree from what is now Texas A&I. He went to veterinary school at LSU. And I will say this, Jeff Long, our vice president for the Paperville campus, he pointed out something that was so great. He said, this is kind of the story that we all love to hear from a community college perspective, in that Dr. Gail Harris came to Pearl River Community College on an athletic scholarship. He was from one of our surrounding high schools, Hancock High School, and traveled to Pearl River, you know, lived on our campus, went on to, you know, further his education, came right back to the community that meant so much to him, and raised four children, all that went to Pearl River Community College, all on athletics scholarships as well, and, you know, has given back to the college in so many different ways. If you attend any type of Brownstone event or athletic event, you will definitely see Dr. Harris there. He's a huge supporter of everything that goes on at Pearl River Community College. He served on our board for over 20 years, our board of trustees, that is, and so has just really been a huge advocate for Pearl River Community College and a huge supporter, and so we're really excited to get to recognize him.
Well, one of the special award, another special award we give out that night, and we're talking about Thursday, May 9th at the Lake Terrace Convention Center, is the Distinguished Service Award.
Yeah, so this was an award that we've given it out for several years. We kind of changed the format a little bit, and, you know, it's a special award in the sense that, you know, it's one that recognizes those that serve our communities. And really, that's what we're all about at Pearl River Community College. We really try to focus on, okay, how can we better serve our communities? And that award is going to go to Mr. Alton Pierce. We're super excited about this one. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Toyota of Hattiesburg. So right here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And Alton and Julie are an outstanding family. I can't say enough great things about them. Alton attended Pearl River Community College. Julie, of course, taught English at our Forest County campus for many years. And so they are just the example of servant leadership and really leading by example. They're always willing to jump in to help others. Chuck, you've probably seen sponsorships with Toyota of Hattiesburg all over the Hattiesburg and Pine Belt area because they're so willing to help wherever they're needed. And so Julie and Alton created a scholarship in memory of Alton's father, Mr. Max Pierce, and his mother, Miss Barbara Pierce, and they have been so supportive of the scholarship process. Alton understands the value of education. He also understands that important connection to workforce, in that he wants to get more trained individuals in the automotive industry, and so we're really excited to get to celebrate all that he contributes to the Hattiesburg and Pine Belt area and to Pearl River Community College.
And the fifth award for the night, Outstanding Partnership, Accelerate Mississippi, which is something new that's kind of come on.
Yeah, so we've only had this award. This will be the third year that we've had this one. And, you know, partnerships play a really important role in everything that we do at Pearl River. And this doesn't necessarily have to have an alumni connection. We have plenty of Wildcat friends in the community that help us out, and so across the state. And so this outstanding partnership is really designed to recognize that and to celebrate that. And we're so excited that this year we're going to get to recognize Accelerate Mississippi. They, you know, Chuck, one of the things that, you know, the big hot word topic in education and is workforce training, creating job opportunities. Well, that's exactly what Accelerate helps us do here in the Pine Belt area. They were able to give us a $1.7 million grant several years ago, and this was allowed us to expand our ADN nursing program.
Right.
And so that's a huge opportunity. I mean, look at the medical industry right here in Hattiesburg alone. And, you know, as we have an aging population, you know, that's the data shows that we're going to need more going into those healthcare positions. And so we're really excited about the opportunities. Of course, they have done multiple service opportunities and different things, grant opportunities across the state. So it's an outstanding organization. It's now the new executive director is Dr. Courtney Taylor. She has replaced Ryan Miller, who's gone on to a new role. And so we're really excited. They're going to both be attending the ceremony. So we'll get to celebrate with both of them and just really recognize all that they've contributed to our college.
Okay, so we're talking about the ceremony on Thursday, May 9th at the Lake Terrace Convention Center. Social hour begins at 6 o'clock. So Delana, right quick, tickets if people want to come.
So tickets are still available. We actually have them on our website, prcc.edu/alumni. The easiest way though, Chuck, is I tell everybody, just call the alumni house.
Right.
Call our office, 601-403-1183. We will get you the tickets that you need. We also have tables available. If you're buying multiple tickets, that might be a better option for you. And we do have sponsorships available. This is a great crowd. Your business may benefit from sponsoring. And we, you know, throw in some ticket packages in that as well. So definitely call our office. We can get you hooked up with some information. And Chuck, this is also a great time to mention that we do take nominations all throughout the year for next year's awards. So if you know a former Wildcat, you know, an outstanding, you know, service member in our community, whatever it may be, please nominate them. Go out there to our website. Once again, just prcc.edu/alumni. You'll find information about this upcoming alumni award ceremony on May 9th. And then you'll also get some information about how you can nominate future.
What I love about events like this, Delana, is it shows people that went to school at Pearl River Community College that a lot of people don't know they went there.
Absolutely,
I mean, I run into doctors and mm-hmm. lawyers and judges and all that, and you find out that those people went to Pearl River Community College.
Yeah, it's a big family once you start diving into it. And, you know, I tell everyone, if you go to any doctor's appointments, there's a good chance that your nurse
right.
is a Pearl River graduate.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you're listening to Delana Harris. She's Executive Director of the PRCC Development Foundation. We talked a lot about the upcoming alumni award ceremony on May 9th. We got some other things we want to talk about. You're listening to the Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk in Hattiesburg. Come back and join us after the break.
Tuned in to the PRCC Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Welcome back to the Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk in Hattiesburg. I'm Chuck Abity, your host. We're visiting this morning with Delana Harris, Executive Director of the PRCC Development Foundation. We've been talking about the upcoming Alumni Awards Banquet on Thursday, May 9th. We want to switch gears a little bit. Delana, parents out there listening right now, okay? Foundation scholarships. I'm going to let you kind of take it from there.
Yeah. So, first of all, I can't believe we're sitting here at the end of April.
Right.
And talking about high school graduations and coming up on that end of the school year. So, foundation scholarships. Let me kind of explain a little bit of what they are. Foundation scholarships are private donations, scholarships that have been set up through the foundation. And they can go on top or can be stacked with other forms of financial aid. So, let's say that you have a student who has already received maybe a fine arts scholarship to Pearl River Community College. Maybe they're going to be in our marching band. Maybe they're going to be in our show choir, whatever it's going to be. Maybe they've already received a great ACT scholarship. foundation scholarships can go on top of those scholarships, can be combined with those to help pay for other things, books, supplies, dorm costs. There are some restrictions on some of our scholarships, but for the most part, they can be stacked and combined with other forms of financial aid. Why is that so important? Well, Chuck, we have found out that, you know, just a few hundred dollars here and there can prevent a student from finishing a semester and from re-enrolling. So these foundation scholarships are really important because we don't want to get a student to just enroll at Pearl River Community College for one semester. We want to have them enroll and actually come back, re-enroll, and finish their degree or credential. So foundation support is really important. If you are a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, student, and you are saying, how can we get, you know, an application for these scholarships? It's a really super easy process. All the student has to do is, once they've applied for admission to Pearl River Community College, they're going to get all of their credentials. They're going to log into their RiverGuide account. Right there under applications, you're going to click on that in the RiverGuide, and literally the foundation scholarship application is going to be right there. Because we pull from the admissions application information, Chuck, it takes about 4 minutes to complete. Okay. So I tell everyone it's the best 4 minutes you can invest in yourself. So be sure to do that.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things I know you've told me before is students with foundation scholarships, the retention rate for those students.
Absolutely. So we took a deep dive into looking at retention rates, very specifically for foundation students. And Chuck, it was overwhelmingly like an 88% retention rate for these students. And so that just goes to show you exactly, you know, what we've really tried to talk about is that, hey, just, you know, we want a student's bill to be covered as much as possible. We want students to apply for these foundation scholarships. And so, Chuck, there are some great scholarships out there that we have to have students that match to the guidelines. The donors set up these guidelines very specifically. So it might be a graduate from Oak Grove High School that is majoring in a STEM field. And so we have to have a student that matches to that.
Right, right.
So we tell students, please, you may be the only one that matches to that scholarship. So please be sure to go out there and apply for those. Those are wonderful things. They range in value from $250 to over $2,000 in value.
Well, I tell you what, to attend a community college, that's big money.
Absolutely.
It'll pay for that education. So, Delana, let's move on for just a second. We have some other upcoming events that I know you got to be a part of. The Sports Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah, the Sports Hall of Fame ceremony, it's a great event. It's held the last Friday in July every year. So this year, I believe it's July 26th. It'll be at the Hollywood Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. This is where we get to recognize some outstanding former athletes and, you know, their time on the court or the field or whatever it was, whatever sport they were involved in, and then celebrate what they've done past that, really, in their careers.
And there's a golf tournament goes along with this.
Absolutely. So that Friday, it's a busy day. Yeah. We have a golf tournament, and then that leads into the banquet that night. Typically, the banquet starts about 7 o'clock p.m., and so I tell everyone who's interested in potentially playing in the golf tournament, funds, you know, people always ask, where do the funds go for this? Funds go for, you know, different athletic activities in terms of, you know, championship rings, additional costs when we do make it to the playoffs and things that, you know, aren't really there necessarily in a budget sometimes, but we're so excited to celebrate with our student athletes.
Right.
So it's a special event, a great group this year. And I know you'll probably have Patrick later.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Yes.
We won't have time to name them right now. Actually, Patrick's going on with me next week.
Oh, perfect.
You know, talk about, and he's got a lot to talk about sports wise. Give us a quick rundown. What you got there?
Yeah, so baseball and softball. Baseball, Wildcat baseball ranked third right now in the nation. Super excited about that. Wildcat softball, Christy Meeks and her team ranked fourth. We play Jones, the cat fight. Everybody
tomorrow.
Looks at it tomorrow. Yes, so Wednesday. So softball is going to be at Wildcat Stadium. It's going to be a home game, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock p.m. Baseball at Jones, 3 and 6 o'clock p.m.
I tell you what, you can watch it live stream on the computer as well. I want to thank Delana Harris, Executive Director of the PERCC Development Foundation, for being our guest. And Delana, we'll do it again. I know there's too many things to not talk about.
I know. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Well, I tell you what, you've been listening to the Wildcat Radio Show on Super Talk here in Hattiesburg. We're here every Tuesday morning talking all things Pearl River Community College. Come back and join us next week.